Well, the wait is finally over for House of Cards fans. Season 5 of the Netflix series is now available for streaming. Creator Bo Willimon and executive producer David Fincher debuted their remake of the British political drama back in February 2013, and since then it's become a huge hit for Netflix. House of Cards stars Kevin Spacey as the ruthless and manipulative South Carolina politician Frank Underwood, and Robin Wright as his equally merciless wife Claire. Also at Frank Underwood's side is his chief of staff, Doug Stamper.
Are you, Doug? My fail-safe?
Do you doubt that?
We're flying full throttle into a hurricane, and you're talking office politics instead of focusing on making sure we don't get ripped apart.
You're right, sir.
That's Michael Kelly as Doug Stamper. We spoke to him as season 4 began last year.
Well, and I guess the only spoiler I'll give away is the reason we're talking to you is because you're still in the show in season 4. So now that that's out of the way, what do you think about the cultural phenomenon that this show has become?
I think it's incredible. I mean, I've often said that when I first signed on to do this show, you know, you had David Fincher and Kevin Spacey and Bo Willimon and Robin. Everyone was already attached. And I read the scripts and I was like, wow, okay, I know we're going to make a great show. I just don't know if anyone's ever going to see it, you know? Netflix was the unknown, funny enough, in the equation at the time. So to see what's happened with that around the world now with them, it's just so impressive what they've accomplished.
Did you base your character on a real-life political staffer?
No. Thank goodness.
Part of it? I mean, even just the way that you are?
I did speak with a prominent New York chief of staff, and that person gave me some insight as to the daily workings of a chief of staff, the monotony, and actually the, you know, sometimes quite boring tasks that one does. So I did that. I had a decent political background from studying political science in college, but I don't think anything could prepare me for for playing Doug. But no, there's no specific person. I do believe he's probably based on a combination of people, and then also obviously from the original show, maybe taken a little bit there. I'm not sure.
Well, let's take a listen to a little bit of your character, and this is from the first season. You are, as we said, the chief of staff to Mr. Underwood, and you also, your character has a drinking problem. Here you are at an AA meeting in season 1.
Most people see fear as a weakness. It can be. Sometimes for my job, I have to put fear in other people. I know that's not right, but if I'm honest, like the fourth step asks us to be, I have to be ruthless because failure's not an option.
Now, as we sort of joked about at the top, you are still here in season 4, but in this world of TV shows that where they managed to kill off main characters on a regular basis, were you worried about that? Is that something that goes through your mind as you're playing a character like this? And there is a very real possibility that you will go away.
Yeah, of course. It's something I worry about. I still finish the script and breathe a sigh of relief
that you're still
when
there.
I don't.
Right.
I still die. We don't have a problem killing off characters on House of Cards. For me to have made it this long, and almost not, at the end of season 2 there, everyone thought he was gone. This really is – this character, this job has just been the greatest gift to me ever. The writing is so incredible. So I would hate for it to end, man. I love it so much.
I want to go back to when House of Cards debuted in 2013 because this was the first original drama series produced by Netflix. And I wonder whether you felt some pressure – you and all the other people working on the show felt some pressure because if this had been a disaster, people would have said – oh, well, these Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, they can't do TV shows. That's got to be done by the networks.
Yeah, no. I mean, funny enough, there wasn't pressure on us because none of us knew what it exactly was even. You know, I remember, like I said, saying like, well, you know, I know we're going to make a great show, but I don't know if anyone's going to see it. We didn't know what Netflix was. You know, at the time, and granted, I'm a little bit older. I'm not so tech savvy, you know, so I'm sure there were kids who were like, oh, of course, it's going to be a streaming show. It'll be perfect. It'll be great. But for me, I was like, that's where I got my DVDs in the mail, you know. So the pressure wasn't really there. You know, I remember, I think it was Constance Zimmer, who played Janine Skorsky, said to me, you know, we were filming and a few of us were hanging out. We were many episodes in and we had seen the first couple rough cuts and we knew we were making something really special. And she said, do you think we'll be eligible for an Emmy? I was like, I don't know. I mean, what is it? Is it TV? Is it stream? We didn't wrap our heads around what it was we were doing at the time.
What do you think it is now? Do you consider it TV?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think that, you know, I will tell my children are now 3 and 6, and I'll tell Frankie and Clinton one day, I'll say, hey, guys, you know how you watch TV? We started that. I don't think we'll have 100 or 1,500 cable channels anymore. I think you'll pay for what you want to consume. And I think Netflix is in large part responsible for what will become how we view television.
House of Cards actor Michael Kelly speaking to us in March of last year. House of Cards Season 5 is available for streaming today.